Steve Lopez is a Metro columnist for the Philadelphia Inquirer, but like most people, he has strong opinions about the war, and he's written about them. Lopez questioned whether this war needed to be fought, and now he isn't sharing in the euphoria over our swift military victory. Yesterday, his first post-war column on the Gulf started like this.
All right, all right, all right. Some of you, pumped by the war and perhaps feeling a psychological need to keep up the pounding, have called or written to remind me I was against this thing from the beginning, as if I didn't know. It was nice of you to take the time, though I'm still waiting to hear from the guy who wrote during the war to say Saddam Hussein is a decent guy compared to me, or from the guy who thought I should be strapped to a missile. It might have been the same person, actually. I lost track. But only one person told me to go back to Puerto Rico this time. The more temperate critics, it seems, just want to know what I have to say for myself now that Saddam Hussein has been crushed like a cockroach, President Bush is a hero, and America is invincible.
Well, now that the war is over, you say you're not sharing in the euphoria. Why not?
Well, I happen to think, personally, and I'm no expert on the Middle East, but I think that it's too soon to know what we gained or what we lost. And I think that it's going to take months, if not years, for all of this to settle out, and we know if we really brought any more stability to that region. And what really bothers me is that in the middle of all of this euphoria, we're getting more and more news about tens of thousands of Iraqi bodies, mounds of corpses. And for me, one human life is not worth more than another. It worked. There's no question about that. It really did work. But I wonder if, because something works, that makes it morally right. And I think there are too many people quick to jump to the conclusion that it was all wonderful.
You know, in a lot of ways, you're in the position that a lot of Americans were in during the war, which is trying to make sense out of a situation in a very complicated part of the world, a part of the world in which you are not an expert. I mean, you're not a Middle East scholar. You don't usually write about the Middle East. You're more likely to write about sanitation problems in the city of Philadelphia than to write about the Middle East. But this was the kind of issue that you had to take a stand on. You had to have an opinion on. So I guess I'm kind of curious what it was like for you figuring that you really had to take a stand, but it wasn't something that you felt like you really were an expert on.
Well, I think there's something of an imperative as a columnist, and I'm a Metro columnist, to write about what's on people's minds sometimes. And this is a thing which is on everybody's mind. For weeks and for months, everybody has talked about this. And no, I'm not an expert, but I do write frequently about responsibility in government, about honesty from our politicians. And I felt that we were moving too quickly and that we weren't, as an electorate, asking the right questions and challenging President Bush and Congress on this thing. And I just saw even locally that so many people were sort of jumping on the wagon. Early on, there were so many of these kill Saddam, stomp the Iraqis, just that kind of very shallow, simplistic, jingoistic response to something. And that offended me early on. And it made me wonder what kind of prejudices we might be stirring up. And I guess at that point, I thought that I should write about it. I'm a Metro columnist, but I had some real concerns about the potential for the loss of life. And I sort of felt that we were in a car headed down a hill without any brakes. That is how it seemed to be managed to me by the president. And I just wanted to be there to try to say, look, folks, let's put on the brakes, you know, at least every couple of blocks and ask a few questions. And I saw that as my role. And no, I'm not an expert, but I just wanted to, from the beginning, say, wait a minute, let's think about this.
What's your next column going to be about?
Well, this is interesting. My next column is about Community Legal Services, which is the legal aid society that was established to take care of people who can't afford attorneys. I've gone around Philadelphia visiting CLS offices, and because, under the Reagan and Bush administrations, their budgets have been slashed, the Philadelphia office, for example, has gone from 98 attorneys to 58. And more and more and more people each year are coming into those offices in need of help because there basically is no domestic program in the United States, or not much of one anyway. So they're turning away people from these offices who have legitimate problems, like they're being thrown out of a house. There's been some consumer ripoff. And their last resort is Community Legal Services. And because of the cuts there just doesn't seem to be that much of an interest in taking care of some of the needs of the United States, these offices are really, really hurting. And I think it's important to do this column right now One of the attorneys that I interviewed said, "I guess this is part of the New World Order." When I asked how he could explain this lack of support for people in need in this country at a time when we're spending, how much was it? I don't know, $70 billion on this war. It's entirely possible that we are now going to be spending more in federal aid on Kuwait City than we spend on Philadelphia. And I suggested in one of the columns that to the poor of Philadelphia and other cities, if you really want to go to a place where the federal government, the United States, is guaranteeing economic recovery and rebuilding, you might want to move to Kuwait or maybe even Iraq, where we've already suggested that we're going to have to start pouring millions, if not billions of dollars into their economy.
Well, Steve Lopez, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Steve Lopez is a Metro columnist for the Philadelphia Inquirer.